Welcome back to continuing coverage of the Class 1A Girls Wrestling Regional Number 4 at Osage on Friday. We're joined by the head coach of West Fork Girls Wrestling, Oney Prestige, as the Warhawks have a state tournament qualifier at 170 pounds in Fernanda Ramirez. And coach, the yes moment, seeing the work she's put in these past 4 years and headed down to state to represent this team.
These are the kind of kids that we want punching their tickets. We want the kids who are going to do everything that they have to this season, in season. These are the kids that we want showing our younger kids what it's going to take to get to that point. I do early bird PE weightlifting, and I started this year giving all athletes, whether they're cross-country, football, track, wrestling, basketball, giving them the day off so they can sleep in a little bit. And Fernanda refused to sleep in. She was there, and I asked, what are you doing here? She goes, I don't sleep in. And that is the mindset. If you want to be great, if you want to be special, if you don't want to be just another number, those are the things that you have to do, and she did it.
What it was like on Friday night getting to share that special moment with Fernanda and the rest of her teammates, knowing how much work they put in, that not everybody in the gym on Friday sees the countless hours they do to be at their best in these big moments.
She doesn't like being put on the spot. She, you know, big moments, her heart's racing. There's 1,000 things going on in her head. She's just not a very vocal person. She's not one that goes out of her way so people hear her. But that smile at the end of that match when she won, not because of what happened on the other side of the mat, that prevented a wrestle back, a true second wrestle back, but the fact that she was able to punch her own ticket her way, and that smile showed everything about who she is. Man, it's just a special moment for a kid that's done everything right.
For your team, battling in one of the best regionals in Class 1A today, what that was like, and your thoughts on the performance of your other wrestlers that left it all out there on the mat in some really tough matches on Friday.
It is tough. It is a thing when you go through events through the year and you've pinned kids and you've beat kids, and all it takes is one moment and the whole tide shifts. And, you know, we talk about winning moments. We talk about not letting it be in the referee's hands. Sometimes those things happen. These are the things that our girls, our young girls, have to make sure that they learn and observe and actually soak in. Because I know that we got other girls, our young girls, want to be at state. Why wouldn't you want to be at state? That's another day off of school. That's a celebration for your team. And yeah, these are the little things that we have to take in as a team and absorb and go into the off season. And I know our girls are doing 100 different things. Our girls are in track. Our girls are in softball. And I know that wrestling at West Fork is not a massive thing. I get it. But these are the things, if you want to be great, that you have to do.
Final thoughts, coach, as you get another week with Fernanda, your senior, and get to prepare for the state tournament starting next Thursday down in Coralville.
Hey, we're going to take a weekend. We're going to watch a lot of film just from this weekend and our conference tournament, and really, really dissect bits and pieces. We just got to make sure that our hips are where they need to be, where our hands are where they need to be, where our feet are where they need to be. And then we got to focus on our mind too. A lot of mental mindset training is going to go into this week of just positivity. And it's just special watching her do what she does. And she's never down on herself. She's always going into a position. And that's going to be special down here this week, as girls that she's never wrestled, they're going to score a takedown on Fernanda maybe, and Fernanda's going to smile at him like, holy cow, that doesn't happen. So those are the little things that we're going to do, really break it down for her to get the best spot down there.
Well, coach, congrats to you and the Warhawks program, a state qualifier here in the 2024-25 season. Best of luck to you and Fernanda down at Coralville in the state tournament.
Hey, thanks again for everything you guys do for West Fork.